a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Going to Darwin for this one, mate.
Yum.
You know me and Darwin.
I know.
Bloody love it.
Will you be able to do this in a quick format or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't get bogged down. I'm trying to work out exactly where this story comes from,
okay,
though.
You don't need to tell us exactly where and what street and stuff because no one cares.
I feel like it might be around Nightcliff area, personally.
Yeah. Okay. See, once again. It's fine. You could just say Darwin and everyone's like, yep, got you, Tom.
Yep, cool. One diner's learned a hard lesson when their breakfast bill came back a bit more expensive than they thought. Now, Darwin, okay, so when I moved there, this is 2012, it was 5% more expensive than Sydney to live.
Oh,
so it was...
Really?
Rent was out of control because it's everything's mining and defence up there.
Yeah.
So
and it's hard to get stuff up there too. Like you got to
rent, you know, sort of supply demand, all that gear, right? So and then it sort of tanked once the mining disappeared. That all these empty places. Anyway, but they're back, and obviously back in a big way. Cost of living, whew, guacamole, and this is part of the problem.
Was there guacamole?
Well, it's part of the problem. Beach described as a beachside cafe in Darwin, that's why I reckon it's Nightcliff, when they ordered two bacon and egg rolls, adding avo to each.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's on you.
No, come on. I love adding avo.
Yeah, but you know if you're adding avo, you're adding anything. Like if I added bacon.
I assume avo sometimes is in the little column that's like a dollar extra.
Okay. Oh, come on, mate. Where have you been?
What
a dollar extra in 1997.
Yeah, okay, sorry, but a lot of the time, that's how I want to live my life. Avocado's a dollar extra, halloumi's a dollar extra.
What?
No?
At my daughter's play cafe
I'm
that
very
you go
naive,
to in the
I?
Lounge room.
Okay.
God, here, eat this piece of plastic. The customer also got two iced coffees with ice cream.
All right, well, that's okay. So I'm thinking, what? Can I add it up?
Okay, so just let's go back to it. So two bacon and egg rolls with avo.
Yeah.
Two iced coffees with ice cream. Also had a surcharge because it's a Sunday. And it's that, but it was actually a Sunday. It wasn't like a public holiday surcharge where they charge you that on the the Saturday, even though the public holiday is not till the Monday.
Yeah. And do you know what? I've noticed some places, Sunday charges 20%.
Yeah.
20%. Well,
this is 10%, okay? So not too bad, right? But still quite a bit when it comes up to it, right? So, okay, let's talk about what do you think the bacon and egg rolls are worth?
What do they look like? Are they like fancy cafe rolls or are they like little truck stop ones?
I'm not seeing a photo, but I'm imagining a bit of brioche action.
God, now I feel dumb. I don't know.
It's a burger.
$15?
Okay, higher.
$18.
Higher.
Oh, $22.50.
Do you want, so they're $19 each plus $3 each for avo.
$3 each for avo.
So $22 each for these bacon and egg rolls, like brekkie rolls.
Damn, man. The days of a good time are gone.
So that's $44, right? Okay. Iced coffee. What are you paying for in an iced coffee?
I reckon with a large one, $18 or something.
Nah, it's not that bad.
Oh.
Per iced coffee, you're looking at $10 each, right?
Okay.
Plus,
sorry, I shouldn't have gone high.
Mate, you went too hard. You ruined
the
whole story.
I'm so sorry.
We were having so
it.
Much fun.
We were.
It's almost like I got the bill.
I'm sorry.
So $10 for each of the iced coffees, then an extra $3 for the ice cream in each iced coffee.
But that's, hang on.
So it's
am
20,
I stupid?
No, well.
What, okay, in this instance, don't iced coffees come with ice cream?
No, apparently not. I think you get cream on the top, but if you want ice cream, it's an extra $3. So just like let's just go back. So you're looking at $44 worth of bacon and egg roll.
Yeah.
And what's that, $26 worth of iced coffee and ice cream.
Man.
Plus a 10% Sunday surcharge. The meal came to $77.
Yeah.
For two bacon and egg rolls and two iced coffees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is the world we're living in, man.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous.
Could have been worse. Could have been a Saturday. They could have been paying a public holiday surcharge. I see you. I know what you're doing.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Play. It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. welcome, Bill Waddington from the newsroom.
Thank you, Lom to us. I'm going to keep saying that, even though you don't like it.
No, it's not that Lom I don't like it. It's just not as cool. As, like, yours just works perfectly as an alter ego. Will Boddington becomes Bill Waddington.
You know my dad's Bill.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ah, Bill and Will.
Yeah, right. That's why I never got Bill.
Okay.
Little Willy, I am.
And we love you whichever way you come. That's fine. Sorry, I didn't
Oh, boy.
Whichever way we get you.
I've turned her microphone off. your sin bin for 5 minutes, all right? No, not 5 minutes, 30
fair
seconds.
Enough.
What's the theme this week?
What is the theme? Oh, yes. So Oscars were on, so movie songs. I'm not very creative, but
I love it.
A bit of a crowd pleaser.
Give me a chance.
All right, what you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We'll need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers.
Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Oh, your mic's back. Very good.
Little Willie is here.
Sorry.
Loggy's leading too, by the way, Tom, just in case you need a little bit of extra motivation.
She's leading in the
lyrical headlines.
Right.
You clean swept last time I was in.
I did.
And I'm hoping that doesn't happen again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Appreciate your support. here we go. Question number one, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Will in the newsroom. You're the light, you're the night, you're the colour of my blood, you're the QE, you're the pain. Not you're the only thing I want to touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, because I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark. Let me take you past your satellites. You
Loggy.
Can...
Damn. Is it Harry Styles' Satellites?
No.
Yeah, it's not.
More lyrics, please.
That's got no movies attached.
Bill?
You can see the world you brought to life. So love me like you do. Love me like you do.
Okay.
Love me like you do. Love me like you do.
Who sings that? Tom.
Touch me.
Tom, okay. So it's love me like you do.
Yes.
Yeah, like you do.
No.
Five,
four,
it's
three.
Not gonna help. I have
two,
no idea.
One.
I can't think of who sings that.
Huge hit about 10 years ago.
Oh. No.
No.
Damn.
Lingy's favourite film?
I know.
Oh, my favourite film?
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I know.
I know.
I know it.
Can I come back in if no one else knows it?
No,
can
Tom,
I come back
I know it now. So can I jump back in? Is it 3, 2, 1? Tom!
Oh, I haven't had my guess yet. Ali Goulding.
Points to Lingy.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, my God. So good.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
Yeah, I know, right? I went through a real Ellie Goulding phase.
Is it
as well.
Goulding or Goulding? Because I always
it's
say Goulding.
She says Goulding.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say it's similar to you. Actually.
God, okay. All right. Good on you, Lingy. That's 1 point to you. God knows how, but that's 1 point to you. Here we go. Question number two. It's the movie-themed edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. Where's all my soul sisters? Let me hear
Loggy.
Your...
It is... Moulin Rouge, and it is from, well, it's Little Kim, Pink.
Are you going to let her say all the things, or are you just going to shut her down there?
Yeah. Oh, no.
You're on the right track.
Is it not right?
No, it's right.
Okay.
Keep going.
Yeah,
the name
of
the song is
Christina Aguilera
right.
And Maya, and the movie is Moulin Rouge.
But the name of the song is?
Coochie Coochie Lady Marmalade.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh,
don't ever say that on
Lady
the radio.
Lady Marmalade.
Yes.
Yes. We got there. Can I not say coochie coochie?
I wouldn't have thought so.
All right.
Not in 2024, mate. Yeah. All right, bravo. Well done to you too. All right, here we go. Question number three, lyrical headlines.
Hey there, it's Will in the newsroom. This is the end. Hold your breath and count to 10. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burst again. For this is the end, I've drowned and dreamt this moment, so overdue I owe them, swept away I'm stolen. Let the sky fall, when it crumbles, we will stand tall, face
Lingy.
It all together.
Ooh, was that Skyfall?
Yeah.
Adele?
Yeah.
Oh, well done. Skyfall. Good on you for backing yourself, because I heard Skyfall and I was like, could it be? And you're already in.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Is that a Lingy win?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Well done.
Tom zero.
Yes.
Shame.
Wow, you made that happen, Will. You made that happen by hating on me.
Wow, Loggy's still in the lead. Lyrical headline. Yeah. You and I equal, Tommy.
Excellent. Yeah. What's that, like one each?
Two each.
Okay, good.
His words say excellent, but his face says pain.
I don't know what you think's going on here, but I hate all of you.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This one that I want to talk about next comes with a little warning. Okay. It's a bit gruesome. Okay. So if you're a little squeamish, maybe don't turn to a different station, but just maybe turn the radio down a little bit. We have life imitating art. Well, I'm a bit worried that what I'm about to talk about, some people might...
Can I leave?
We wish you would, but...
Sad. I walked into that one, didn't
if
I?
If you want to leave, head over to Florida and start playing some golf. Because this one takes place on a golf course in Florida. Mm. Now, you would have watched Happy Gilmore, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Tommy, you?
Yes, absolutely. One of the all-time greats.
You remember, of course, the now late great Carl Weathers' role as Happy's coach, Chubbs.
Mm-hmm.
What, you remember what happened to Chubbs?
Yeah, he had his hand bitten off, didn't he?
By an alligator on the golf course.
Yeah.
It's happened in Florida. It has happened in Florida, yes. Now, fortunately, this guy survived. So, as I said, it's a little gruesome and I almost hesitate to make light of it, but I couldn't help myself.
Why are you laughing then?
This guy has had his hand taken by a 9-foot alligator.
Was it in the hole?
No, he
jump.
I think he came out of one of the ponds or whatever the water that's on the course. The gator got him in like a full roll.
Oh, the death roll.
The death roll.
Just for clarity, a 9-foot alligator is 2.75 meters.
That's big.
Yeah.
Like, no, I know our crocodiles here in Australia are comfortably
like 4 or 5 metres, yeah.
Yeah, but the gators in America aren't usually that massive.
They're more girthy rather than long gators.
Well,
when you look at their heads.
They're well fed.
Yeah, their heads are quite solid.
But yes, the death roll. Got him in a death roll on the golf course. And unfortunately, horrifically, there was... blood and everything, bystanders had to ring emergency 911 over there and get people there to come and save this guy.
They just left him. They're like, we're not dealing with that.
Yeah, it's like
cool people.
We're watching Happy Gilmore.
Come on.
So
you put him in one of the buggies, don't you? And you take him up to the clubhouse.
Well, you do something.
Mm. Could you think of anything worse? I mean, yes, okay. There's other horrible things out there.
But if you do you want me to listen?
Okay. Bad question. I worded that badly. But if you're just wandering along a golf course, you're pretty relaxed. You're out there just for a bit of a hit.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, out of the water comes a gator. Like, that's not a great way for your golf game to go.
Mate, I lived in Townsville. That's exactly what happened.
Mm.
What do you mean?
They were on the golf course all the time.
Yeah, but the people weren't playing golf near them, surely.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Yes, they were. In Townsville, well, you can, and Tom knows this as well because you lived in Darwin.
Oh, don't get him started on
Darwin. I know, exactly. But you go for a swim, what you do is you look around and you're like, oh, there's 20 people here. Well, that's good odds.
Yeah. I'd have to be really
unlucky. If no one else is in there, you wouldn't go for a swim. But if there were 20 people in there, you're like, well, that's good odds. I'll go for a swim.
Okay, and I get the swimming. That's kind of crazy. And North Queensland and Darwin swimming. But on a golf course, if there's a crocodile standing anywhere on the fairway, near the green, whatever, I ain't playing golf.
Nothing gets in the way of me and my golf.
Well, this
even relationships don't get in the way of guys and their golf sometimes. I think a gator's doing anything.
Guy can catch up with Chubbs. He's in a bit of trouble.
Oh, God.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.